You're listening to Hailing Frequency, the internet's only podcast dedicated to Star Trek gaming. This is a special transmission dated Monday, August the 10th, 2009. Hello, 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 Star Trek gamers, and more specifically, Star Trek Online fans. This is a Hailing Frequency special transmission, and no, this is not another Las Vegas Convention Road Report. If you want that, go to the website and you can download that. That was released a little while ago. So as those of you who pay attention know, Hailing Frequency was lucky enough to conduct a telephone interview with Star Trek Online's executive producer, Craig Zinkovich, last Tuesday. And we have been busy getting that interview ready for release, and we've finally gotten the go-ahead today. Those of you that were lucky were tuned in to our live recording session last Saturday, and you got a little sneak preview of that interview, or like a first viewing of that interview. And as promised, we are now actually releasing that interview. So I'm not going to bore you anymore by making this introduction any longer. So let's just go over to that interview. Enjoy. And if you are having any problems hearing any point of the interview, head to our forums at hailingfrequency.com/boards, and you can download a full PDF transcript of that interview. So here it is, folks. So, it's been a long time since we've had the pleasure of bringing our listeners any exclusive Star Trek Online news and features, but we are back in the loop, folks, and who better to get things rolling again for the Hailing Frequency community than Star Trek Online's executive producer, Craig Zinkovich. So, welcome to the show, Craig.
Hey, it's good to be here. I'm glad to finally be on the horn with you guys.
Absolutely, yeah, we're very, very happy to have you here. Also with us, Craig, is Hailing Frequency's co-host, Caneus, who I believe you met in Las Vegas last year. And I hear he's been pestering you a lot in the official chat rooms over the last year. So say hello, Ken.
Good to speak with you again, Craig. When we met in Las Vegas last year, right before the debut of Star Trek Online, you asked me to set up this interview with you. Sorry it's taken a whole year.
Oh, that's fine. It's good to get the ball rolling again.
Absolutely. So firstly, Craig, for the folks out there in the world who are just now finding out about Star Trek Online and learning who everyone is, we would just like to take a quick moment for everybody to get to know you.
Yeah, there must surely be an adventure story in the life of someone who grows up to be the executive producer of an MMO attached to one of the most historic and beloved properties of all time.
So the question we've got is, what kind of career path led to you being one of the most envied men in the world at the moment?
Most envied men in the world. I think maybe from the outside, it's a position of envy. I think inside some of the days here, people are happy that I'm the one who has to do my job, and they're not the ones. It's actually, I always wanted to get into games ever since I graduated from college. I was a software engineer for 10 years before I came to Cryptic Studios, doing 3D graphics software and work kind of right next to the gaming industry. And came on board to Cryptic Studios 6 years ago as a technical designer, kind of interfacing between software and design, kind of helping design the systems of a game, and then working with the software engineers in order to make sure that that we implemented those systems in a way that that would be extensible and really add to gameplay over time. Then I started working with the artists a little bit more and making sure that they built content in a way that fit with design and then fit in those systems that we were building. And then all of a sudden at Cryptic, it was a really small group of people at that point in time, like 13, 15 people when I came on board. We all kind of looked at it and it was like, oh, wow, look, you're producing. And so I ended up becoming the producer for COH and COV, and have been doing executive level production at Cryptic Studios for the past few years. And when we ended up getting the Star Trek license, just jumped on that as an opportunity. I mean, the company pretty much went a little crazy when we ended up getting the license. People were lined up outside of our offices asking to be assigned to the project, and it's been a pretty awesome ride since.
Thank you, Craig. So what are some of the difficulties you've encountered and challenges that you've had to overcome? And what are you most proud of as being the executive producer of STO?
Wow, some of the difficulties. I think that, I don't know, maybe I'm in this position because I actually look at maybe some of the successes a little more, look towards the difficulties that are coming down the road as opposed to ones in the past.